Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your name and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something and get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car, whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you right now.
That's why I'm not ashamed to say.
Yeah.
fill this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Yeah! give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can.
Come on, let him know.
I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them.
Here I am. Here I am.
Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, guys, we're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. Our guest this morning is none other than our brother, our friend here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than Pastor Robert Bailey. He is here with us on this morning. And listen, guys, we can't hold the man of God any longer. We're going to go ahead on and just release him so he can release the word to us on this morning. So I present to some and introduce to others none other than our friend, our brother, none other than Pastor Robert Bailey. Pastor Bailey, you have the floor, man. Please let the people, bless the people.
Bless you, Pastor Douglas, man. Good to be on with you guys again. To God be the glory for all the things he has done and is doing to all of God's people who are listening all around the world. Thank you so much for indulging us in this opportunity and time. Father, we glorify you. We thank you. We honor you for being good God and God. We trust, God, that every word that is dispensed from our mouth, that is from the oracles of your heart, the intentions of your spirit. And I pray, God, that you would allow us to be a beacon light so that others will hear your voice, know, God, who you are and what it is that you require for us to say and what it is you require for us to do. Get glory out of our lives. It is so in Jesus' name. Amen. If I was to, first and foremost, thank you again, Pastor Douglas. I am Pastor Dr. Robert Bailey, Jr., the senior pastor of the Greater New Hope Church here in Houston, Texas. We are located in the Fontaine area, and we are all over social media. I'll give all of that information at the end. As we are approaching, fastly approaching the Pentecost weekend, we just came out of the resurrection, the time of resurrection. I thought about the purpose of resurrection was the redemption of our Lord for the souls and the lives of God's people. Most of the time we always hear the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus being the redemptive power that identifies that men are saved. We're saved through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ, what he did at Calvary. I want to throw an observation in the air for those of you who are willing to snatch it out of the air, about the fact that the redemptive work of God already began in the beginning of time. It began in the Garden of Gethsemane, in the Garden of Eden, rather. It began at the very beginning. Most of the time, we don't hear God's redemptive work at the beginning. We always hear it at the end. And so in order for us to pay attention to it, you must understand that God had a redemptive plan for man already at the very beginning. I'll show it to you contextually. The Bible says when God, there was a board meeting that took place in heaven between God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Genesis 1:26, he said, let us make man in our image after our own likeness. And then what he does is, in Genesis chapter, and with man, he tells man, I need you to dress the garden, to keep the garden. But then this is the other thing that I need you to understand about the garden, is that there are two trees in the middle of the garden. There are two trees. Now, I wonder. He said, I need you not to touch the tree of knowledge and good and evil, because if you do, you shall surely die. It is guaranteed that death would be on you if you touch that tree. Man, of course, we all know the story. Man and woman began that God, and he asked Adam, where are you? I'm looking for you specifically because the instructions were given to you. And Adam said, well, I was hiding from you. I hid myself because I found out I was naked. God literally told him, who told you was naked? Because I never told you was naked. As a matter of fact, I've been seeing you naked. That's another ball game for another day. But I got to tell you, when God literally said that, he basically encouraged him to let him know, I still got connection to you, even though I know you made a mistake. That is, number one, the grace of God. When God can see that you made a mistake, but yet he still wants to have communion and fellowship with you. You got to understand that God never wants to not fellowship with you. And even though sin separates you, it does not, watch this, it does not deprive you from his presence. I said something, y'all didn't even shout. I said, even though sin separates you spiritually, it don't deprive you from the presence of God, because when Jesus is on the cross, he is now taking on the responsibility of sin, and it does not, even though he felt separated from God, he was not deprived from his presence. And it's the same thing with us, that when we make a mistake, God does not look at us and deprive his presence from us. That's why he still showed up and said, where are you? I'm looking for you. I still want to be able to have a connection with you, even though at this moment I don't feel connected. And then he goes on to say that he curses the serpent. He curses man. He curses woman. And after he curses them, the Bible literally says that God then clothed them, put them out of the garden, and then he sealed the garden up and put an angel there to cover the garden. Why is this important? Because angel is there to protect the tree that the first Adam did not choose, which was the tree of life. Jesus ended up dying on a tree, symbolically the tree of life, in order for us. That's why he said, I come that you might have life. Yeah, man, you didn't see it. It's right there in the text where the Bible gives us redemptive work right there in the beginning, that redemption was already given to us at the very beginning of time. And all he wanted us to do was to trust his redemptive work, because his redemptive work shows that we are wanting to be saved, that we're wanting to be healed, that even though we made a mistake, that we still trust that God can pull us through it and pull us out of it. He still had a plan of escape, a way of escape, a way out, a way through, a way out, a way over. He still had that plan of escape for us. And so if he had that plan of escape for us, the least we ought to be able to do is take it. And so that's called the redemptive work of God. So what we shout about at Calvary, we should be shouting about it in the Garden of Eden, because of the simple fact that God allowed Adam to be the guinea pig, so to speak, of getting us to that next place where we can get the redemptive work of the Father. So my encouragement to each and every one of you today is you ought to give God glory and praise for the fact that his redemptive work didn't just begin at Calvary. It began in the garden at the very beginning, because God knew we wasn't gonna get it together. We weren't going to be right. We weren't going to do right all the time. But because he knew that, he had a way of escape. I'm telling you, you got a way out of this thing. You got a way through it. You got a way over it. You got a way so that God can show you that his redemptive work never, he'll never lose his power. His blood, his covering, it never loses its power. And so, and the shout and the excitement that we possess in this hour is that the redemptive work of God will never, ever fail. And so that's all I wanted to share with you. And I hope and pray that that today you guys got that, because, man, that's exciting news to me. Redemptive work still, it still works to this day. So what worked in the beginning worked in the middle, and it's going to work all the way to the end. You ought to give God glory for it. I'm telling you, you ought to give God so much glory for it, because he's still working it out. He's still doing it, and he's still making a way. Pastor Douglas.
Amen, amen, and amen some more. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Man, I was sitting up there, man. A couple of Sundays ago, I actually was sharing with our church. I told them, I said, listen, I told myself, to mess your theology up, I said, it was never about Adam eating the fruit. It was never about that. I said, God already knew that Adam was gonna fall and eat the fruit. That's not something that surprised God. I tell people all the time, I say, there ain't nothing that you gonna do that can surprise God, because God is gonna control everything. He got that covered. I said the issue was this. Watch what the issue was, Pastor. The issue was when God was in the garden at the time that him and Adam was supposed to meet, Adam wasn't there. It's never been about the fruit. It was always about the relationship. If Adam would have went to God and said, God, I made a mistake. And see, this is that redemption work that you were talking about. If we ever get to the point to where we realize and understand that it's not about where we are, it's about us getting to the place to where we get in the right relationship with God. And when we get in right relationship with God, we can move the hand of God, because, watch this here, we're capable of getting into his presence and talking to him and telling him, God, I'm not where I need to be, but if I keep coming into your presence, I get to where you want me to be. It's all about you getting in the right position and in the right place and the right mindset to be able to walk in what God has called you to walk into. It's over with. Excuse me. It's over with. It's done. You done it already. And believe it or not, again, like I said, you ain't surprised, God, by what you done. God already knew you was going to act a fool. God already knew you was going to cuss. He knew you was going to fall. He knew you was going to make that mistake. He knew you was going to get that side eye at somebody. He knew that you were going to sit back and you were going to fall into temptation. He knew that already. My thing is, why would you stay in a fall instead of going to God and say, God, I made the mistake? Because he loves you regardless. The Bible says this. The Bible said like this. He said, if you build your bed in hell, I'm with you there. It don't matter where you at. God's right there. My question is, are you aware enough around about your surroundings? Have you let your God help me right up in here? I didn't get to preach Sunday, man. I was sick. If you ever get to the place to where you understand that everything that God has for you is for you, and it don't matter what your condition may look like, it don't matter what your issue or circumstance may look like, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. Learn how to trust him, even in the chaos. Ah, God, learn how to trust him even in the chaos, because in the chaos, Doc, is where God does his best work. Truth be told, when all hell breaks loose is when God does his best work. Because what I said, yes, he comes in and not only take care of the situation, but he calms you down. He brings you into the fullness of understanding. that my redemptive power, my keeping power, my grace, my mercy, my love for you, unconditional love. I love you. I love you beyond your faults. I love you beyond your shortcomings. I love you beyond all of your isms and your schisms. Your issues become my issues because I love you that much. Man, that's powerful, Doc. That's powerful. And I tell people all the time, we think that our issue is what keeps us from God. In actuality, our issue is what draws God to us, because that's why he sent his son, because we got issues. Oh, y'all, man, they missed that one. That's the reason why he sent his son, is because we got issues. He died on the cross, man. He died on the cross so that we ourselves, watch this here, can be redeemed again unto the Father. You blessed us this morning, Doc. Yes, you blessed us this morning.
Yes, sir.
Blessed us this
bless
morning.
You, man. Thank you so much, man, for having us on.
Listen, let us pray for the man of God. Y'all stretch your hands towards y'all phone, towards y'all laptop, tablet, whatever y'all listening to us on. Stretch your hands toward the man of God. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the weapon of warfare that you set among us this morning. Father, our prayer this morning, God, is that you would pour even the more into the man of God. Allow your strength, your wisdom, your power, your grace, your love, and your wisdom to cover him and his family. God, continue to walk with him, talk with him. God, continue to give him the revelated word. Continue to give him the strength to stand in the fight. God, we understand that he pastors the people. So we pray for his strength. We pray for the house of God. We pray for those that are assembled with him, oh God. God, all of his ministerial staff, God, we pray, God, that they have the heart and the mind of the pastor. God, we pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you would sit and sup with him and his wife, God, the handmaiden that you have set to us. God, increase and strengthen her. God, build her up, God, on her most weakened side, God. God, give her the strength to speak life into the man of God in the times that he needs to hear what he needs to hear from his real Father God. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, God, put your protective hands around their relationship, around their family, God, and protect and watch over them. God, pour into them everything that they need. God, every area, God, that the enemy thought that he could come in and cause havoc, God, we blind it up right now. We break up the fallow ground against the enemy. We break up of everything that the enemy has thought and could have brought up against them, God. God, we cast that thing down to the ground and into the dry places, that it shall not rise against them again. God, and we pray for this word that he has released. Father, we pray that you will replenish the man of God. Go, God, and give him back the strength that he has poured out, God, to these your people. God, that he may be able to replenish that you have given him, God, and he can pour again into others. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, Pastor
amen.
Hayden, let the people know, yes, sir, let the people know how they can get in contact with you, Doc, any engagements that you guys have coming up, church services, all that.
We are located at 10505 Bainbridge, Houston, Texas, 77016. Our services are at Sundays at 10 a.m. We have a Thursday night 3D biblical study, which is at 7 p.m. I mean, yeah, 7 p.m. On those Thursday nights. And right now, the only thing we have coming up currently is we're planning a revival that's going to start on June the 1st. It'll last through June the 4th. We'll have a concert June the 4th at the church. And then we will conclude with our church anniversary, which will be on the first Sunday of June. I know that's Pentecost Sunday, so a lot of people will be in their own personal services, but we are celebrating our Pentecost Sunday and as well as our church anniversary on that day. So that's all we got going on right now. And so we are on social media. We are on social media. You can reach me, myself, Pastor Bailey, or whatever, say Robert Bailey Jr. Greater New Hope Church is on social media. We are at YouTube, which is Greater New Hope Church. We have a website, is www.greaternewhopechurch.org. Just those things like that.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor Bailey. Listen, guys, y'all know how we do it on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Let us support the man of God. We are big on support. We know that we ain't the only church in Texas. So, and we can't pastor everybody. So that's the reason why we're so excited to have our pastors, the evangelists and apostles and bishops and all those that come on, because we want the people to know, listen, we're excited about sharing God's word. And we don't want people to think that it's just that one body of Christ that you can go to. There are churches out here. And we bring, and listen to this here, listen to us real close. We bring on the men of God that we know carry the word, because we know that there is foolishness out there, and we know that there are people that are playing with the minds and the hearts of the people. And that's the one thing that we've had enough of. Pastor Bailey, I'm pretty sure we got some stories of some times where he thought that he was in the right spot at the right time with the right people. I have some stories that I thought I was at the right time with some right people, but in actuality, I was being taken for a ride. And so, and we don't want that for you. We want you to walk in to the fullness of Christ and know who Christ is and know why Christ is who he is in your life. Because this is the needful. Again, let me help you with this. This is your needful place for you to be in. He is not able, but well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do is learn how to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean down to our own understanding and all our ways and knowledge him, and he will direct our paths. Amen. So we're just excited to be able to share these great men and great women of God to come on each and every week here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection to allow them to come and speak life to you and let you know that in your time of despair, there is a word. Just get to the house. It don't matter which house, just get to the house of God. Amen. Amen. So listen, Pastor Bailey, we thank you so much, man. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for sharing with us on this morning. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Pastor Bailey, please don't hang up. excuse me. We're going to take a quick musical break, guys, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Amen.
No matter how you feel,
amen,
or how your world is real.
church say? The church
said,
all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord.
Let
the church
say,
oh, let the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, let the church, let the church say, let the church say. To die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
Know you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above.
Excited about what God is doing in this time and in this hour. We want to just say we appreciate you guys so much for listening in and tuning in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Every week, remember to call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. Thank you so much for tuning in.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them. Here I am.
Here I am.
by you.
So you can use me. I give myself away.
Way. Listen, y'all remember back in the day, we used to sing a song. We used to, I surrender. Y'all know I can't sing. But it said, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Listen, this is your keys for this morning. This is going to be your power for this morning. This is going to be your push for this morning. Learn in this thing that you're in to surrender it all to God. Because watch this here. In your surrender, watch this. Listen to me very close. In your surrender, when you lean yourself and give yourself to God, God, not only is he able to fix the situation, but he is able to give you the understanding and the clarity in the situation. Oh, I said something right there. Not only will he fix your situation, but he will give you the clarity and the understanding in the situation. He is God, and he is God all by himself. He is not just able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly
above all you can ask or think. If you learn how to trust in it, you know, we back in the day we used to hear those deacons that used to do the devotion. I don't know if y'all, I went to a Baptist church, and those deacons that would get into one of them real good prayers. And one of the things that stuck with me with Deacon Robert Parks was his name, and Deacon Parks would sing, would be praying, and he said, Lord, let me be, you say, Lord, be my leaning post. Come on here. Sometimes, people of God, we got to learn how to allow God to be our leaning post in the midst of all that we got going on. I know that the tears are more frequently now than they was before. I understand that the hurt and the pain and the misunderstanding and the not knowing and not understanding the whys and the whats and the whos, the wheres, and the whens. I understand that. But watch this here. God is not only able, but God is well able to step into the situation and line some things up. But we have to learn how, watch this, to give ourselves over to God, because he is the author and the finisher of our faith. If we learn how to lean in him, Jesus, help me right up in here. I felt that one in the city of my never dying. So if we learn how to lean in him, see, we've been leaning in to others. Come on, oh God, I'm going to get in trouble, but that's okay. I love getting in trouble when it comes to the word of God. Listen, we've learned how to lean on others. And see, watch this here. I can't remember the quartet group that was singing, but he was singing a song, and he said I was having some trouble, and I went and I leaned on my mama, and I leaned on my mama for a long time, and then my mama died, and he said, I went to my daddy, and I leaned on my daddy, and my daddy said, son, you're going to have to learn how to lean on God, because I'm not going to be here for a long time. Listen, we got to learn how to put ourselves in a place to where we lean into God and let God do the work. Oh, God, help me right up in here. Let God be God. I preached this a couple of weeks ago, and I said we have to learn how to punch out and let God punch. Oh, God, I'm going to get in trouble. We got to learn how to punch out and let God punch in. Oh, God, help me. I'm taking it with y'all to y'all that got those natural jobs that y'all going. Y'all got to stand in. Y'all got to punch in. Y'all got to put y'all numbers in. Y'all, come on here. Y'all got to get on y'all computer and do y'all login so they'll know that you at work. Come on here. God, Jesus, help me right up in here. If you learn how to punch out and let God log in. Come on here. Let God get into your situation. Let God get into your stuff. Let God, come on, preacher, and help the people this morning. You got to learn how to get in the right place at the right time with the right mindset and allow him to be God and be God all by himself. He is able to do it, but we have to learn, watch him, how to trust him beyond what we see. The Bible says it like this. He says, for the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. My question to you this morning is, what are your eyes fixed on? Come on and preach it like you know how to preach then, preacher. What are your eyes fixed on? See, we asphyxiated on the condition. We are fixated because the rent is due. We are fixated because because the cardinal due. We are fixated because the light bill is due. We are fixated because the gas bill is due. We are fixated because the insurance is due. We are fixated because the school note is due. We are fixated because we got some things going on that we need a financial move. See, if we learn how to lean in him, and he say he is the supplier of all our needs according to our riches and glory, Now watch this. Let me go a little bit deeper. It goes beyond just finances. He can heal your body. He can touch your body and cause your body to lie. Come on, preacher, and then preach that thing then. He can heal your body. He can fix the things that's going on inside of you if you learn how to lean on the Word. He said that I am the branch, and my Father is the husbandman. If we learn, oh, God, if he said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, watch this here. He said, you will flourish. You will grow. But you got to learn how to lean on him. See, our biggest issue, God, our biggest issue is that we got to learn how to trust him in the hard places. See, do you know God does his best work when chaos is ensued? I got in trouble because I'd step past some theology now. I'd step past theology, ideology, however you want to say it. I'd step past all that. I'd step past the schooling and everything. Listen, you do know God works his best in chaos. You do, Jesus Christ, David and Ziglag, come on here, the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, David is all in the lion's den, David and Goliath, come on, Moses and Pharaoh. God works his best in chaos. God shows who he is in chaos. Oh, preacher, you're preaching today. God shows who he is. But my question to you this morning is, what are your eyes fixated on? Are your eyes fixated on the chaos? Or are your eyes fixated on the God that works in the chaos? I'm messing folks up. It's early Monday morning. I didn't get to preach Sunday because I was under the weather, as y'all could tell. But what I learned is this. Let me help you real quick. Let me teach you something. The old folks say like to say, let me learn you something, son. Let me learn something. Watch this. Let me learn something real quick. If we would do what the 23rd number of the Psalms does. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comforts me. What is the meat of the matter of the text? The meat of the matter of the text is, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. Let me help you with shadows. Shadows are cast in a place to where the sun shines upon an object, and they cast a shadow. I'm going to say that again. The sun shines on an object and causes it to cast a shadow. I'm going to say it again. Y'all going to get it in a minute. The sun shines on an object. And it casts a shadow. You would not know they were hiding in the shadows. God, you messing them up this morning. You wouldn't know that they were there if the Son of God wouldn't have shined it on it. And then he even showed you that while you're walking through this valley of the shadow of death, that even though I've signed it and I've let you see them, They're there. They're looking. They haven't got to you. He said, I'm with you. He said, thy rod and thy staff comforts me. The rod of correction and the staff where I can pull you to safety. When it's get the thick of it, I can pull you in. Or if they get too close to you and you don't see them coming, I can whack them across the back of their head. Keep them in check. We have to learn how to lean in God. And when we watch the text, people of God, when we learn to lean in to God. When we learn how to lean in God, all the answers to the situation, I'm going to be honest with you, they not going to come overnight. But he'll give you such a peace. Hey, God, help me right up in this little section right here. He'll give you a peace that surpasses all understanding, and it'll guide your heart and your mind. Not only is he a keeper, but he a watcher. He'll watch over you as you go through what you're going through. And he will watch over you. His eyes everywhere, beholding the good and the evil, he sees it. He is God. And he is God all by himself. He's the grace and the peace. He's the wisdom and the knowledge. Well, never, but watch this. You'll never know it if you don't lean in it. And can I help you real quick? Let me give you some advice. I haven't always been in this place. Breathe, baby, breathe. It's okay. Take a good deep breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Come on, it's all right. It's okay. I haven't always been in this place. Yes, the apostle, the pastor, the man of God, the prophet, the one that the revelated of God. Yeah, me. Yeah. I haven't always been this way. But what I've learned, watch this, people of God. Watch this here. What I've learned is that in the midst of the chaos and in the midst of the storm and the rain, he has always been right there. But I missed him because my focus was on my condition and not on the God that can fix it. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. When we learn how to trust in him, learning to lean. Well, I need to buy them some. This is learning to lean. Learning to lean on Jesus. Then she turns around. She says, gaining more power than I've ever dreamed when I learned to lean on Jesus. And she said it again. Learning to lean. Learning to lean on Jesus, gaining more power than I've ever dreamed, learning to lean on Jesus. It is very important, people of God, it's very important that we learn to lean on our God. Chaos and all.
craziness and all. Heartache and pain and all. Learn how to lean on him. For not only is he God, but he is our strength. In our weakness, watch the text. He say, in our weakness, he becomes our strength. Yeah. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Listen, we're just excited about what God is saying and doing in this hour. He has always managed to be God. He has always managed to be God in so many places and in so many conditions and so many things. He's always learned to be. He's always been a good father. And so we're just grateful, even in the most chaotic times, I found him to be a good father. May not seem like it then. May not sound like it then. But he is a good father to us. Amen? Amen. God bless you. God keep you as our prayer. Listen, those of you all who are with us this morning, thank you so much for tuning in. Via your search, you're tuning in to us through the World Wide Web while you're listening to us on Worldwide Gospel Connection, Blog Talk Connection, or you guys are listening to us by calling in. We thank you so much for the support. We want to say thank you to all those countries that are listening in. We want to say thank you so much. We're in 21 countries now, and we want to say we appreciate you. We thank you so much for your continued support and love that you continue to share with us and continue to be connected to us. We are always excited about what God is doing. We're always excited about what God is doing and what he's saying in this time and in this hour for these last couple of months. He has stepped in and he has shown himself great and greater to be praised, to just be able to share with those countries that are overseas, and we're getting some connections. People are reaching out and saying, we appreciate the show and all that kind of stuff, and we're getting people who are praying for the show and saying that they're praying that God will continue to bless and keep it. And we're just excited about it. We thank God for you guys' prayers, and we thank God for you guys' love and support. And we ask that you guys continue to do so. Keep us lifted as we keep you lifted in what we do. And ask that you guys continue to share the broadcast, share the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Call a friend, tell a neighbor that we're on, and give them that number. Tell them to call in. I promise you. They will be blessed. I promise you they will be blessed. We have some fantastic guests. Remember, guys, to join Lady Douglas on this coming Thursday for her Women's Day Thursday. She will have her guest on as well. Fantastic guests that she will have coming on to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. She has some fantastic women of God that will be coming and sharing and being a part of that. So remember to support Pastor Douglas for with her work that she does here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection too, as well. We're going to introduce into this also some things onto the broadcast that will be upcoming and forthcoming here real soon. And we're going to let you guys know about those real soon. But we want to let you know that we love you. We thank God for you, and we ask that you guys continue to share that number. Remember, that number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. Those of you all who would like prayer, you can press 1. If you just want to share with us how the broadcast is blessing, we would love to hear that from you as well. We'd love to hear that from you as well. So remember to continue to connect with us. Continue to connect with us. Continue to call in and be a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember, we really, really thank God for the support. We thank God for your love. We thank God for your guidance that you give to us, and you speak life to us. Those of you all who are giving that to us, we thank you so much. We thank you for your. We thank you for the positive input. We also thank you guys for the creative criticism that you guys have, because that makes us better. Believe it or not, creative criticism makes you better. We sometimes take it the wrong way, but creative criticism makes us better. The Bible says it like this. He said that you are, you know what, that word, if you can't stand correction. He said, you're a fatherless child. Let's put it like that. You're a fatherless child if you can't stand correction. And we thank God for, let me tell you something. I have learned in these years of being in ministry that there are some times that God will have to speak through others to me about me so I can do what I need to do to get me in line. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. Sometimes God has to send people to speak things to me about me so I can get in line. I'm going to talk about me so you can stay saved and stay in the church. When he does that, it's not because he's angry with you. He's trying to get you on the right path. That'll preach. I just got through sharing the message. That'll preach. When we learn how to walk in the direction that God has told us to walk into, help somebody. Help today. If we truly learn that God is not only just a keeper, not only is God is just a watcher, not only is God just a mind regulator and a heart fixer, he will step in and be God all by yourself. But we have to learn how to put, watch this here, we have to learn how to put our pride to the side and let God speak to us. Throw that hand up. Lord, I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness and a testimony. You ain't gonna tell me nothing. You ain't my daddy. You ain't my mama. You can't tell me nothing. God said, okay, I can't tell you nothing. I can't tell you nothing through somebody else because you're, watch the ship. God will send somebody else to speak to you because he didn't do a rock, a brick, a shoe, a building, a gas heater, a car, a table, a chair, and he didn't throw a tree at you and you didn't get it. So he had to put somebody in your presence to tell you because you weren't listening to him. So now, when the word of correction comes, you're angry because you ignored all the other signs. You ignored all of the other stuff that he didn't say. He'll fix you. Creative criticism causes us to become better. He loves you enough to send correction. He who he loves, he chastens. In other words, that's a fancy word. The word chastens, that's a fancy word for you get your butt whooping. There you go. Write down. You need a word, there goes your word. Let's learn how to live in a place to where God corrects us. Let's learn how to live in a place to where when God corrects us, be it through people,
situations or circumstances. We yet trust in him, for he is God, and he is God all by himself. And beside him, there is no other. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you. Listen, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. You guys, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And remember, guys, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air.
Glory, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who
Kiyoi, I, just because of who you are. Listen, we have come to the portion of the broadcast now to where we want to introduce to you, those of you who don't know him, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We call it here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we call it the Overcomer Scripture and the Overcomer's Prayer. The church, the body of Christ, they call it the Sinner's Prayer. The doors of the church are open. They have many names for it. But we here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we've come up with this, I guess, a different approach to it, because we realize and understand that there are those of you all who are under the sound of our voices on this morning. Your desire is to be closer to God. But because of whatever condition or circumstances or situation that you're in, the enemy wants you to sink. Watch this here. Listen to the key word. The enemy wants you to sink. That number one, you're not good enough. And number two, watch this here, you're not worthy. But I want you to understand that even in this, God is not only able, but he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. He will step in to your condition right where you are, no matter what comes here. Come close to your radio. Come close to your phone, your iPad, whatever you're listening to me on. Listen real close. It does not matter what you've done in the past. You could have did it last night. This is your opportunity. He let you wake up this morning to be on this broadcast with me this morning to hear that he can forgive you, but you have to make a conscious decision today to say, okay, I'm going to make that change right now. Michael Jackson said it like this: I'm looking at the man in the mirror. I'm looking at that woman in the mirror. I'm looking at me this morning. And I want you to know, listen to me very carefully. I want you to know that even in this, God has already afforded you the opportunity to come out of the thing that the enemy wanted you to be, watch this here, afraid to overcome. But because his mercy and because his grace and because of his love and because of his wisdom and because of his power and because of his understanding of where you are and who you are and why you're there, he wants you to know, I am here for you. Yes, I'm here for you. No matter where you are right now, currently in your life, he can fix this thing for you. If you do the 180, listen to me very carefully. If you do the 180, turn your back on the thing. God says, I can fix it for you right now. Oh, but there, first off, number one, there must be a turning away. Secondly, you must give your whole life to me, your whole self to me. And number three, watch this. Understand that in the midst of you doing all of that, there are still going to be obstacles that's going to come, because you're not going to always get it right the first time. And can I be honest with you? You're not always going to get it right the second time, the third time, the fourth time, and the fifth time. That's the reason why that he died on the cross for you, so the blood can cover that and you learn how to go to him and ask him for forgiveness. But first, you got to come under the blood in order for you to be covered by the blood. God, I felt that in the city of my never dying. So first off, you got to, before the blood can cover you, you got to come under the blood. So here's your opportunity to come under the blood. And you should sing a song. Like I told you, they don't sing any songs no more. I'm going to stay under the blood. And then they go, I'm going to stay. He rides that same under the blood. And then he go back and he say, I'm going to stay under the blood.
He said, because the enemy can't harm me. So the enemy can't harm me. So here's your opportunity to plunge under the blood. Here's your opportunity to plunge in the blood. Here's your opportunity to plunge under the blood. Now, what the blood does, watch what the blood does. The blood cleanses you off. And so when the enemy comes to try to point and say, look at that on him. Jesus say, what are you talking about? That right there, because Jesus don't see nothing but the blood. God don't see nothing but his blood, son's blood. Oh, I died for that already. I died for that. I died for the addiction. He sees it. Watch this here. You done turned away from it. It's not a part of your life anymore, but it's on your life because the enemy is real good at pointing at your past. He'll point at your past real quick. He'll talk about your past real quick. He'll let you know that your past, he'll make your past look like it's your present. That's what he does. But he'll point and he'll see it. But Jesus, but God will say, I don't see nothing but my son's blood because you plunged into the blood. So here's your opportunity. Here's your opportunity to plunge under the blood. Get under the blood. Get under the flow. Get under the flow this morning. Get under the flow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I feel you, God. I feel those that are giving their life right now, God. Thank you, Lord. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Father God. Listen, we're going to pray our overcomer scriptures, Romans 10 and 9. It simply says this. It says this. And then we're going to go into prayer. It says that, he said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. Simple as that. When we pray, this is your confession. And when you can make that confession, you got to believe in your confession. And then you're saved. Come on, come on, come on. Lend me your hearts as we pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for these that are under the sound of my voice. Father, I pray today, God, that you would stretch out your hand. Find them where they are. Give them strength. Give them, hey God, give them peace, power, wisdom, and understanding. Pull them even the more closer to you. Let them know that in the midst of this, God, not only are you God, but you're God all by yourself. God, you will wipe away the tears from their eyes. You give them strength in the midst of what they're going through. For you are not able, but well able to do it exceedingly abundantly. Above all, we can ask us, and God, we thank you now, Lord, for those that are coming before you. Every issue, ism and schism, God, they surrender to you now. They lay them at your feet. They lay them at the altar, God. And they say, as they lay them down, God, we pray as they lay them down today, God. God, that you would take those things, God, and make them as no effect on their lives. God, as a matter of fact, we ask that you just take that away from them. God, take away the taste of alcohol. God, take away the taste of chasing women and pornography, oh God. God, take away, God, all of those things, God, that the enemy sought that he can use as a weapon against the lives and the mindsets of the people of God. Give them clarity in this time. Give them clarity in this moment. God, even as we pray, God, we pray that they would hear thy voice. Father, your word says that your children hear your voice, and a stranger, they shall not follow. So, God, we thank you, Lord God, for those that are now being called into the fold as your children, and they recognize their Father's voice. He that the Son has set free is truly free indeed. Romans 10 and 9 says it like this. This is your opportunity to give your life. As soon as I read this scripture, I want you to just throw your hands up. I want you to throw your hands up. Those of you all who can, throw your hands up. If you can't throw your hands up, throw your heart up. If you can't throw your heart up, throw your thoughts up. Just throw your thoughts toward heaven. Watch this here. Romans 10:9, Father, tells them and says that if they confess with their mouth, believe in their hearts that you died and was raised from the dead, that they will be saved. Thank you for your saving grace, because you found them in their most lowest place and you strengthened them and you build them up. You strengthen them and you build them up. You strengthen them and you build them up, oh God. And we pray that you will continue to do so. Let every breath that they take from this point on be a breath in you. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. The body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. Listen, those of you all who have just prayed that prayer with us and you have made the decision to give your life to Christ, we want to give you three keys. Those of you all who are the unchurched, listen, get you a really good Bible. Once you do that, get you a church home. We are the pastors of the Abba House International. We are at 1910, listen to me clearly, 1910 Sam Houston Parkway East. We have services on every first and third Sundays. We are there at the State Bridge in the Lone Star Room. We start at 11 a.m. Again, that's 1910 Sam Houston Parkway, Houston, Texas, 77032. The State Bridge Hotel, every first and third Sunday. Those of y'all who are looking for a church home, listen, if the Abba House ain't your fit, find your church. Get into a body of believers, because watch this here, your inheritance is among the sanctified. You got to get into a place to where you increase for coming. You're empowered for coming. You're blessed for coming. You're the wiser for coming. Okay? Find your church home. The third and most important thing, make sure that that man or woman of God lifestyle lines up with what they're preaching. Trust and believe. You can tell the difference between the two. I'm going to say it again. You can tell the difference between the two. Again, I'm going to say it again because I don't think y'all heard me in the back. You can tell the difference between the two. The one that lifestyle don't look nothing like, come on here, what they preach about. Amen? Amen. So those are our three keys. Those are our three keys. Those of you all who would like to sow into the broadcast on this morning, please feel free to do so. We have three ways you can do it. We have our Zelle, which is 832-816-7997. Again, that's 832-816-7997. You can also go to your Cash App, which is Cash App is WGC2020. Again, that's WGC2020. You can do your Cash App that way. We also have PayPal. Those of you all who have a PayPal, you can go to paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. paypal.me/worldwidegc. Any one of those three ways you can give on your seed sowing that you would like to do. Please make sure that you sow what the Lord has laid on your heart to sow, whatever that may be, whatever that may be. Now remember, those of you all who are sowing, you want to make sure that you understand that your seed is not eaten. Your seed is sown. I'm going to say that again because that blessed somebody. Your seed is not being eaten. Your seed is being sown. We take your seed and we use those seeds to sow into other ministries. Sometimes we take those seeds and we sow them into the homeless ministry that we do. We go out and we buy our food and we just hand it out to the homeless. That's what we do. We're a multifaceted ministry. We love to be able to evangelize and give hope to the hopeless and strength to those who need it. Amen. So that's what we do
we're going to be branching out into some things, and we're going to be enlisting the help of some of our family and some of our friends and some of our worldwide gospel listeners. We're going to reach out to you guys as well, to start doing some things as well. Now, also, those of y'all who have businesses that are listening in, listen to me very carefully. We're going to start advertising. Matter of fact, we're going to get together a flyer, and we're going to put this flyer out onto social media, and we're going to invite you to come and be a part of the advertisement ministry that we're going to start, and we would love for you to come on and talk about your business. Now, remember, we want you to grow your business. We believe in support of your business. We believe in support of your church. If you want to come on and you want to talk about your church, we will allow you to do that. We're going to set that up, and we're going to have that where you guys will be able to sow into that, and we're going to make that available to you to be able to come on and sow and be a part of what we're doing on the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and increase your ministry. Amen. And so I'm going to say that again. Increase your ministry, increase your business. Our goal is to outreach and touch and do what we've done in the past. Now, if those of you all who have businesses and you don't have the gift of gab, we will create you a commercial for you. We will be loved to do that for you. We will get with you on that. So listen to me very carefully. We will be doing that real soon. Matter of fact, the flyer and all that stuff will probably be done this week, with ways to get in contact with us and reach out to us if you guys are interested in allowing the Worldwide Gospel Connection to promote your business. And it's just it's right now, your business, your church, just FYI, we are a Christian-based radio broadcast. And that's all I have to say about that. We're a Christian-based radio broadcast. We are excited to be able to do whatever it is that God will have us to do, and bless the people and bless people with your business. If you're selling cookies, we want to help you get your business on the ground. If you're selling cupcakes, if you're selling now labels, come on here. If you said y'all, you know I'm old school. Now and later, yeah, now and later. y'all pray for me. We want to help you promote your business. We want to help you get out there and promote your business. Amen, amen. So listen, we're excited about that. We're excited about some of the things that we have coming up and putting out there and doing what we do best. We ourselves, we're business owners. My wife and myself, we're business owners as well. Along with the Worldwide Gospel Connection, we're starting our catering service back up. So we have a lot that's going on. And we want to introduce some of those things into the broadcast. Amen? Amen. So listen, we're excited. God bless you. We thank you guys so much for partnering up with us and tuning in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection and allowing us to be a part of your day and a part of what you guys have going on. And again, we love you so much. We appreciate you so much for all that you do. And those of y'all that are listening in, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And listen, we would love to hear your feedback. We would love to hear what you guys have to say on the broadcast. If there's any one of you guys that are listening in right now, and you want to say anything, go ahead and press the one. That one will acknowledge me and let me know that you guys have something that you want to share and you want to say, and we will be loved to have you guys come on and speak and say something. Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're gonna do it like they used to do it at Baptist Church. There'll be one. Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. So we didn't get any announcements on the hands. We didn't get any announcements on the hands. But listen, thank you guys so very much. Thank you guys so very much for tuning in and being a part of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, we love you guys so much. We appreciate you so much for tuning in with us. And we want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries. We want to tell those countries that are listening in. We're in 21 countries right now, people of God, 21 countries. Our last country that we took on was Portugal. And we want to say thank you so much to all of you guys. I don't want to go to calling country names because I don't. I have them written down, but this morning we were kind of in a bit of a rush this morning, so I didn't get an opportunity to get all my show information lined up. But like I said, our last country was Portugal, and we picked up. And we want to say thank you to all of you guys, every last one of you guys that are listening in from across the world. We want to say thank you. We love you so much. We appreciate you so much. Those of y'all that have been listening to us for a while, and for those of y'all who are just coming on and listening, thank you so much. Thank you so much. That means the world to us. We really do appreciate you. We love you so much. We love you from the bottom of our hearts. And listen, we're just excited about what God is saying. We're excited about what God is doing. And we ask that you guys continue to connect with us. And continue to pray for us as we continue to pray with you and for you. And just to let you know, God is amazing. And he is a diligent keeper of those who want to be kept. He's a diligent keeper of those that want to be kept. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening in. And we ask that you guys continue to pray for us, and we continue to pray for you. You guys have a fantastic day, and pray the peace of God be with you in everywhere and everything that you do. God bless you.
Hey! The old folks used to say it this way. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered.
Let God arise.
belong to God.
We belong to God.
This God, we have church in the Pentecostal.